are capable of multitasking. But the point is that if you want to see something really deep, and you want it to go from your brain to your heart, you can't be doing anything else. Zilolech. And if you want to just get information, so you can definitely do whatever you're doing and listen to phone numbers and other stuff like that, and facts. But if I'm trying to change you, so then you have to have your heart as well. It's not going to happen. This is a fluff class, Ephra.
What?
This is a fluff class. Okay? Fluff classes are all about all kinds of incredibly unimportant things like inner change and actually finding meaning in your life and all kinds of things, non-mithalat type concepts. So, let me tell you what I want to talk about. I just want to make sure. I'm just joking, by the way. It's just a joke. And Michala really does believe. Really does believe. Really, Michala strongly believes that this year is actually supposed to be relevant to your life. That's the whole idea. That it's actually a preparation to your life in a much more deeper sense. And all your teachers feel strongly about this. It's just that, unfortunately, the way that the school is run is that Michala has to keep a reputation of being the center of intellectual prowess. We are the smartest dogs on the planet. We are the creme de la creme of from female intellect. So, and that's our reputation, and it happens to be true. So this is it. You're the honor students. So but the problem is this part. The problem is that. Michala is caught in a paradox, because on the one hand, we need to make you work, and we actually seriously believe that the material that we give you over has value. We're not just doing this in some places, they just give you things to keep you busy, keep you off the streets, away from the boys. That's not what we're trying to do. We're trying to give you stuff that actually has got value. We want the Navi to talk to you. We want the halachas to be part of your life. But, and here comes the point, that I'm coming for Shabbos. This is why I'm all excited about this. I'm coming for Shabbos with my family. It's not just me and my own. It's actually, as you can say, you spent Shabbos with the Nissels, and we'll be telling the truth. For us thinking, I'm leaving the Shabbos, okay? To go far away. not a second of doubt. The point that I want to make to you is as follows, is that if the Kuzari writes the following thing. Kuzari in Chelek Gimel, Perek Hey, he equates Tefillah with Shabbos. What does it mean he equates Tefillah with Shabbos? He tells you, it's a tremendous Chiddush of his, that what Tefillah is to man, Shabbos is to time. He doesn't say this, but the Beis HaMikdash would be the equivalent in space. When I take my three steps, I leave this wall and I go into somewhere. So when I take my three steps, so to speak, of Kabbalah Shabbos, I enter into this universe called being one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you want to make Shabbos real, it's not enough to learn Hilchos Shabbos the Rapalach, but you have to say the halachos is just a means to something much, much greater. And something much, what could be greater? The answer is special time with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rabbi Nissel's definition of Shabbos is special time with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how I define it. It's time out. You are leaving the hustle and bustle of the world around you and disconnecting with everything, and now you're spending special time. If you want a mashal in your own life to relate to how you're supposed to feel in Shabbos, think of your Sheva Brachos. What's your Sheva Brachos? You get married, you're right, you've got the people are making you fancy meals every night. But really, this is where you get to focus on your spouse for the first time on a very, very deep and intimate level, and he's focusing on you. This is a very, very special time. So the thing is, I don't know why, but it's a problem. I guess the thing, Hilchos Shabbos is the technical side of Shabbos, but the fluff side is very hard to teach. I do know that Rav Kermaya once year taught Shabbos Malchusa, and if he still does, the Shabbos Malchusa is a book that opens you up to this whole concept that Shabbos is something that is very, very, very intimate with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Next time you come to Shabbos, which is this Shabbos, you look at the tefillos, you'll realize, remember that Rabbi Nissel's definition of tefillah is the created, standing in front of the Creator and saying, I cannot survive without. So how does that apply to Shabbos? during the week, you ask for parnasa, and you ask for help, and you ask for Yeshua. How does that work with Shabbos? And the answer is that look at what you're saying. Ritzei b'nuchasenu, katsheni b'mitzvasecha. So what does it mean, ritzei b'nuchasenu? I want you to enjoy the fact that I have disconnected to the world, and I'm just spending special time with you. That's my need. My need is to get close to you. Sabeinu mitzvecha, samcheinu b'shuasecha. So all these are the Shabbos tikkun needs. Shabbos is a special time for where our needs are basically the needs of a chassan and a kala, to feel the closeness, to feel the intimacy, to raise myself away from this physical earthly world that we are supposed to be in. The 6 days of the week are not just a means, they're also a goal to a certain level, because we have to be mekadosh the gashmius, that's what we do the rest of the week. But in Shabbos, you're not being mekadosh the gashmius in the same way. It's a whole different level. Kedusha Shvi. So the single most important thing about Shabbos is to try and create this, so to speak, this Sheva Brachos atmosphere to you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, it is crucial that Shabbos, you remove all stress. So this is the irony. This is the irony. Remember, when we talk about Shemoneh Esrei, so I taught you last week the following yisayid. I taught you that you have Tefillah Tzarech Gevoah and Tefillah Tzarech Haguf. Tefillah Tzarech Gevoah is real davening. What do I mean by real davening? This is Reb Chaim Volozhiner's secret. This is what he teaches us. Real davening is davening for Hashem's needs. Why is it davening for Hashem's needs? Because Tefillah is what? Is obvious. This is the logic. An Eved works for the Master, for the Master. In other words, because he wants the Master to have. So when you're davening to Kodesh Baruch Hu, it has to be like in the Beis Hamikdash. It's all for Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's all lemancha elikim. It's all for your needs. So that's called real tefillah. Everything else is an imitation of real tefillah. But comes along, Rabbi Yisrael Salanta. I'm not really arguing with you, but there's a higher value in tefillah. What's the higher value?
What is the higher value in tefillah? We spoke about this last week.
Shalbi, what is the higher value in tefillah? What is more important than davening for Kodesh Baruch Hu's needs? Being real. The answer is MS. Just like in your relationships with your friends, you hate a phony. When you start dating legally, you will not be able to deal with a guy that has been packaged. My wife does this professionally. She trains boys for shidduchim. It's the saddest thing ever. She really does. Yeshiva Bachrim, who are useless in conversation, and they don't know how to talk to a lady, so wife gives them all these, it really happens, unfortunately. And then they end up marrying them. It's kind of sad, very sad. But the point is, you can see through, you know, like the guy is clearly trying to memorize what he's supposed to say. You want the real person. So Hashem is the same way. Hashem says, I want a relationship with you. So if you remember last week in my silly story, I made it silly because I was trying to make a point. That the bacher that was talking about his roommate's foot odor, remember that? That was purposely ridiculous, because I'm showing you that humanity is fickle, and humanity is petty, and humanity is sometimes obsessed with the stupidest of little things. That's what's on your mind. So, if Nebuch, what's on your mind is, for example, midterms, so I, your tefillah rabbi, encourage you, before you take your three steps back, because Baruch Hu, what can I tell you? Rav Pollack scares me. There's nothing I can do about it. I got to do well in his thing. It's just a question of my own self-pride. I know, it's, in the big picture, it's not that important. Please make sure the questions I prepared for, all right, Sefrat, you're going to do well. So whatever you work for, this is what's going to turn out. It's going to work out perfectly. So you're allowed to ask for these things. But the thing is, you have to ask yourself, what stresses me? If you want to know what stresses you, when you daydream, when you are not focused on, let's say you're sitting in a boring class, and suddenly your mind starts to wander, so you when you start worrying, what are you worrying about? So you're worrying about, I don't know, what am I going to do this summer? Or where am I going to be next year? Or how am I going to deal with family situations? Or how am I going to deal with my parents? Or how am I going to... So these are relatively small things, but they are on your mind, because Baruch Hu says, this is what I want you to talk about. Let me just finish the sentence. So, that is how it works during the 6 days of the week. On the 6th, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the you. So you have to express yourself on these little, petty little things that are going through your mind. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's called Tefillah L'Tzarach HaGuf. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. But when it comes to Shabbos, Heilig Shabbos, so here we have to try and to raise ourselves, that our needs become a little bit higher. So the very first thing we have to do is realize this is like, this is a very special time with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you realize what Shabbos is, then it becomes much easier. And the worst thing you can do is stress yourself. I cannot, for the life of me, understand how God would want to, and, you know, you enter into this special bubble, you're there, imagine, picture the scene, I'm trying to picture the scene. Michal Agol, who grew up, whatever it is, he grew up, he's now, whatever, he's studying therapy, or nursing, whatever it is, or dentist, whatever it is, and then what happens, she meets a boy, you get engaged, you get married, and suddenly, little Sheva Brachas, she suddenly realizes that tomorrow she has a big biology exam. So she says to her husband, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to leave you. Okay, let's say I'm going to pop myself in the library for tomorrow, and I'll meet you there at the Sheva Brachas, right? So you leave him alone, and you go. So the guy says, whatever, I mean, I guess, listen, I love you a lot, but I have my priorities. I don't want this to affect my grade point average. It's more important than Sheva Brachas. So at that point then, what has happened to you? You've sold out. You sold out to the most important person. This is your zivug. This is not your partner in life. This is your other half. This is the completion of your neshama. And you're saying, no. My grade point average is more important. This is what matters over here. So kal v'chaymeh when it comes to Shabbos. Yeah, Kodesh Baruch Hu b'chvayde comes down, and he says everything is going to be pushed aside, and all the noise of the 6 days that we should go away, I need you to spend special time with me. So I'm asking you that this Shabbos, to see if you can, for the first time, know what it means to de-stress yourself. Nothing exists except for you, your friends, your tefillos, your zmiras, your Shabbos food, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's it. And no exams, and no midterms. And if you want to open up a sefer, you can study whatever you want except for what you're being tested on, because that's going to stress you. Unless you are that pathetic, okay? My definition of pathetic is those of you that went to those high schools where they told you the Christian concept that grades are important, and you bought in, which is what they do. Is that some of you went to a place where you were robbed of many of your high school years. You never had a real 11th and 12th grade because they forced you to be competitive, and they gave you this mentality that this is reality and this is important, even though they full know that they don't know this material because, you know, they just prepared it for what they have to teach. And it's not relevant to your life at all. And a couple of years, everyone's forgotten everything. And a couple of years, all that's left is you and your husband and your home and your community and your Avodas Hashem. But that's the way. You buy into this whole thing. So if you know that this has become part of who you are, and you think that grades equals life, and if you don't study on Shabbos, you will be stressed, then never, you have to do it. But that's only because you're pathetic. Because it's okay, you can't bring yourself to just that minimal madrega of having, saying, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I will get a good shidduch, and I will have parnasa, and I'm not going to ruin my Sheva Brachas, I'm not going to my special time with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I'm going to let myself get stressed out about these things. So I just challenge you to see new heights of bigness. If we here in Mechala are serious, that we're preparing you for life, this is the greatest gift we can give you. Because in 10 years, you're not going to be stressed about grades, you're going to be stressed about real problems, about raising your kids, and real problems with working through whatever your finances, and working through whatever is chas v'shalom, you shouldn't have this, but sometimes there's family issues going on. Those are the real problems of life. And when you come, when you light those Shabbos candles, and you relax and you think, it all has to blank out. So you have to train yourself now to blank out. Just you and a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and everything that's sweet and beautiful about as well, it's me'ein olam haba. You have to detach yourself and then plug yourself into a high ma'arecha on Shabbos. If you train yourself now, for something as ridiculous as grades. Excuse me for saying this, but again, when I say grades, I mean grades. The material that you're learning is incredibly important. And the pride that you have in knowing the material is incredibly important. This is going to be much more important what you're doing next year. Again, everything on tape over here, I could be killed by so many people. But I want you to know this thing. Everything you're learning over here is important because it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words talking to you. The Navi is not just information for you to write down on a paper and get a grade. The Navi was talking to us. And the halachas is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to live our lives. And whatever it is, and everything you're learning with Chumash, Rashi is talking to you. Rashi is alive and teaching us values. So that's important. This is directly talking to us over here. These are real things directly talking to us. That's how when you go over the material, you say, oh, Baruch Hashem, I'm going over. Now I see how everything fits together. And you start to see, look at the material as an adult in the same way that in a couple of years' time, you'll be zeicher to open up a sefer, hopefully. Most people do not, ask your moms. But you open up a sefer and you see the beauty of Torah, how it talks to you as a person. That's real. But to say, I need to do this because I need to get a grade, because I need to measure myself against the girl next to me, which is not a Jewish concept. And that's how it's going to decide whether I am an A student, as if, you know, here lies an A student, here lies a B+ person. That's not who you are. It has no meaning whatsoever. This time next year, no one will remember the grades that they got, just like no one here remembers their fifth grade, unless you went to one of those, you know, schools that hopefully made you meshuggah over these things. So, don't worry, it's not a problem. I'm talking about the New Yorkers know what I'm talking about, okay?
That's how we got here.
I understand. No. I understand. That's exactly my point. So now you're here, and now you're stuck in Rabbi Nissen's class, and that's it. You know, I'm here to haunt you. So I'm saying to you, Ephra, let's now look back. So you're here, okay? And you know what? Something. If I was running your school, I would do exactly the same. And if I'm running Mechala, I would exactly see what happens over here. Because you need motivation thing. But I'm asking you now to have one rabbi enter into your life and say, you know what, maybe this is all wrong. Maybe we were robbed. Maybe we should have had more time in our high school years enjoying ourselves and relaxing and doing and learning things that are more connected to my personal life. And whatever, but it's not going to happen. By the way, again, today, unfortunately, having a career is, I wouldn't say it's crucial, but it adds. It's certainly a good thing to have a career. I also think that whatever you study, if you're already doing something, you should take it seriously. I tell this always to my kids. If you're already doing it, do it properly. I also am a big fan of knowledge. I think it's very good to know lots and lots of stuff. But, you know, I also think if, you know, next year you're going to be going to your colleges, I also think you should know a little bit of everything, just because it's good to be worldly. It's good to know modern art and classical music. It's good to know a little bit of astronomy, a little bit of everything. It's just Hashem's beautiful world. Knowledge is a great thing. You should fill yourself with knowledge, but you should do it because you love it and because it's something that you think is beautiful. Not because out of the tyranny of somehow you're equating this, because at some point down the line, your husband will be in a car accident and become a paraplegic, and therefore you will step forward and you will support the family, or some kind of a twisted logic like that. Which is what people are subconsciously thinking. Kiyulu, you know, like, you know what I mean? Kiyulu, you know, that the parnasa and grades and everything equals life. It's not. It's called hishtadlus. And it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. We actually believe in this thing called Emunah and B'tam. You have to do Ishtar, you have to do the best you can. You have to be a Balach Rais and take responsibility for your lives. And those are good things. But to say that it equals life, because you're going next year, Ephraim, whether you like it or not, you're going to go to a country where when you ask people, what do you do? They answer with their careers. That is the sickest thing. I am a dentist. This is what it is. On my grave, they will have my tombstone will be in the shape of a tooth. Here lies a dentist. He did many molars. You know, that guy, he said, you are not a dentist. And if you answer, you know, I'm a home builder. I'm a mommy. Oh my gosh. So you're only half human, right? Like half, like the, you're just a chetzi chetzi. You're not a real person. You're not a real person anymore. That's the mentality in America. So then you have to say to yourself, so for us trying to figure this whole thing, so what am I doing with Halal? So what we're trying to do is, wait a second, step back and ask yourself, what is it really all about? What does Hashem want from me? What happened to Har Sinai? At Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says,
thou shalt do well in your graves.
Okay, thou shalt all have a parnasa in case your husband becomes a paraplegic. I mean, there's no what happened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you. Anoichi was the first word. You know what Anoichi means? Why doesn't it say Ani? Ani Hashem. Okay, what does Anoichi? All Anoichi means, I am here for you. That's what Anoichi means. The word Anoichi means, I have a relationship with you. And that's the center of the center of the center of everything. And all the mitzvahs are connecting to God. And tefillah is you're talking to God. And Shabbos is you're chilling with God. And everything we do is us and Him, and us and Him. And everything else that exists in the world is all dimyum. Or it's ishtavlus, or it's the means to get to that relationship. And nothing else exists. So this is the year, you're in Mechala. This is what we're trying to teach you. So now comes the hard part, is to make it real. So now you have a chance. This is the first time in your life that you're taking finals as a Bas Torah. I'm not saying you won a Bas Torah last year, but now you really get it. You're in Yerushalayim during a war where we're doubling from Klal Yisrael. And you have to, you're forcing yourselves to grow up in your mentality. You're right in the middle of everything. So now you have to start to think, so what does it mean? I'm now one quarter through my life. That's it. All the big stuff is ahead. All the big stuff is ahead. Marriage and kids and things and responsibilities. All the big stuff. This is the last year or the last few years of chinuch, of building. Then I'm going to go out and do that. What's my life going to be? Is it going to be something? Is it going to be spectacular? Spectacular is defined as what Hashem wanted me to do in this world. Not what the American value system is telling you that you should do. So how do you know you're a success? The answer is, if next year, you're going to Stern? Queens. And next year, before somebody looks into your brain, next year, what are you thinking about? Grades or Ruchnius? Or Reish Hashem? Or Chesed? Or friendship? Or all these other Torah values? What's going to be occupying your mind? So we are successful here. The real success of Michala is that this time next year, in a society which values all grades, career, but what's occupying your mind? I'm not telling you not to take it seriously.
I'm not telling you not to take it seriously, okay? Do not misquote me.
You do it right. You do the best you can. But what occupies your mind is Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim, and everything that goes with that. Yes. I'm sorry I'm so passionate about this, but this is something that really upsets me. And what can I tell you? This is like a nerve cord for me. I don't know why, but Paula keeps inviting me back for this Shabbos. It's like the worst Shabbos to invite Rabbi Nessel. Because what can I say? Because this whole thing, I spent my whole year trying to teach you to get you out of the box. You guys are all, your brains are like in this vice, captured by the demons of American value system that says grades and the whole thing. And then they put me the Shabbos beforehand, but you all seem nervous and stressed about something that doesn't exist. Because the whole Michala just wants you to be good Jews. Wants you to be functional, wants you to be servants of the Kodesh Baruch, wants you to be firefighters against assimilation. That's
really,
what we want you to be.
You really think that's what exams are about?
What?
You really think that's what
the finals
are about?
Hasma girls, don't even open your mouth. You have no idea what these New Yorkers are going through. You will never understand them. You will never understand them until you go to Oxford or Cambridge, or until you take S levels, or some kind of a real thing, in a real, you don't know what these girls are going through.
It's not about what they're going through, it's about, like, do you really think the school are giving everyone exams for the sake of learning more?
No. The purpose is as follows. I will give exams. I didn't ask your father, but I'm sure he'd agree with me. Because it helps you focus. You have 4 months of classes. This is like, it puts everything together. I think it's a very, very good thing. I give exams in Gemara. Yeah, whatever it is, because it helps you when you complete something, it puts you in focus. I give an example, right? My tefillah thing. I know for a fact that most girls, when they were going over the material I forced you to read for this thing, they kept going, oh, I didn't know that. Oh, that's interesting. Okay, think about it. There's a lot of things that you did not know, and now you know this stuff. So if you're mature about it, you say, Baruch Hashem, now, thank God I'm taking this little thing. And it's the same thing with all this stuff. You hear 10 weeks of Hilchos Shabbos from Rav Palk. It's meaningless until you put it into your brain. So test is just a focusing device. It's just a focusing device. The Bechinas is something that's, that works. It's not a thing. But the idea is, ideally, well, if Michala could pull this off, you should not get a grade. Ideally, each one should be showed what you got out of 100, showed your mistakes, and asked to go over until you get it right, because you need to know the material. And you should not get a grade for the whole thing. The grade is because that's because of the tyranny of being of credits and everything that goes with it. But ideally, you should take tests, and no one should know what anybody else got, and you should be shown where you made mistakes, and be forced to correct them, because the purpose is the knowledge, not the grade. And then once you find the grades, everything should be thrown into the garbage because it's not important. That's an ideal world. Yes, please.
So even my friends who would like never go to college, they're making sure they're gonna have some kind of paraphrase just in case. That's really important.
I agree. Just in case what? The paraphrase.
Just in case anything. You need to be able to.
You need to support your husband, Kolo. How else are you going to do it?
Yeah, we should
know
that we're doing it.
Okay. Did, are you misquoting me?
No.
You did. You are. Can we all agree that she's misquoting me? Did I say anything that anyone here should not go to college?
No.
Good. Okay. Did I say to you, you should go to college, you should go to good college, and you should do well?
Yes.
And it happens to be today that this is, by the way, this is a sickness. Everyone thinks, oh, look, baby, look how far you've come. The women are now working. No, it's not normal. Today, you need a second income because you have to pay $100,000 for your kid's tuition if you have a big family. So the whole thing is a terrible thing. Ideally, for 2,000 years, Jewish women wanted to build their homes. That's what they wanted. That was normal. And they wanted to be with their kids. For 2,000, your grandmothers and their grand and their grandmothers, all the way to Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah, who, you know, Sarah, Imein did not say, well, I'm sorry, Yitzhak Avinu, but I have to go to the office. It never happened. You don't find that.
Even it's reality now.
This is what happened. Rivka says, you know, Imkein Lamazan Naichi. And Rachel says, without children, Mesa Ani. This is what they were about. They were about their children and their families and their building of their homes. And that's the way it was for 2,000 years. Now it's different. I admit, I'm pushing my daughter. I have a 17-year-old daughter. I told her, you know, I don't know if I can support. How many son-in-laws can I support in learning? You need to get a good career to be able to help out. So this, I agree with you. But that is exactly the same. I'll give you a marshal. Every person in this room, including Ephraim, and including wherever in the corners, wherever you guys are learning, whatever you guys are doing in the corner, okay? Okay? Every single one of you, I'll show you something that you all take very seriously, very, very seriously, and you do every shnavus you can, and yet it's not part of your life. You know what I'm talking about? Bodily hygiene. Okay, now bodily hygiene. Can we all agree it's important to shower? It's important to take care of your teeth. You have to cut your nails. You have to, all these things you have to do. They are very important. If you do not take them seriously, I pity your roommates and your future husbands. But God help you if it occupies your mind. It should not occupy your mind at all. These are things you have to do. You have to go to the bathroom. You have to take care. You have to shower. You have to take care of all these things. Theoretically speaking, eating, except for Shabbos eating or Kodesh eating, it's also you got to take care of your body. All these things are things that take up huge chunks of your life. You need to take it seriously. If not, you get sick. And if you're not, you go to the doctors. And if you're not, you suffer and you have pain and you smell. Okay. So you have to take all these things very, very seriously. But it's not who you are. When you die, you don't say, here lives a person who smelled good. Okay? She always showered every day. That's the same thing as saying, you know, here lies a dentist. You need a career. Ashrecha, if your career is something that makes the world into a better place. So you know, you go into anything to do with the medical things, you're making the world a better place. Even if you're in sales, you're adding to the world's goodness. So you're doing good things with your career. But that's not what you're here for. There happens to be that it's important today. The whole thing is perspective. You have to understand something. Christianity has nothing to offer for after you die. has nothing to offer that's meaningful about relationship with Baruch Hu. So what do they have left? It's your career. That's it. By Christianity, the guy next door to you, career is so important. That's all they have. Or their sports team. Or politics. They have nothing to look forward to for the last third of their lives. So they got to make these all these things as if they're important. So we reject that. We put everything in their perspective. Parnassah is important. Can I show you something? Refa'enu and Baruch Alina come together in Shemoneh Esrei. When you ask for your bodily hygiene and you ask for Parnassah, they come together of equal importance. They are. They're very, very important things. Trust me. Seriously, brush your teeth. I'm saying this as a father. And as a father, I personally take my little ones, I brush their teeth every night. Because I know what it's like. I grew up, I had every single mouth filled with fillings. I lived on candy. I don't know what happened with them. So I brush my kids' teeth personally. What? Okay, whatever. So my kids, I take it very, very, I make my kids take it very, very seriously. But the point is, this has got nothing to do with their lives. I just want them to be healthy. The same thing, I expect all my kids to take a chrayas for parnasa. My boys should take a chrayas for parnasa. My girls, if they want to support their husbands to learn, should take a chrayas for parnasa. But that's not who they are. That's not central to what they're all about. What is central is their relationship with their husbands and their children and the people that are close to them and all together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the real reality. And everything else is a support thing. So that's it's a whole mindset. Michala is supposed to be a womb where you come out thinking this way. That's what it's supposed to be. I don't know if it works or not, because every time I come back from America, I get more depressed. Whatever is going on over here. But I'm saying to you, Baruch Hashem, it's hard everywhere. Michala goes amongst the most successful in integrating, which is a beautiful, beautiful plus about it. One of the most successful people in integrating a year in seminary to the real world is Dafka this school. But again, part of what you have to do is to rethink your value system. And so this is in front. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's good.
What?
It's good.
Okay, Baruch Hashem, I just want to know that we're still friends. Okay.
Yeah.
Good, Baruch Hashem, I'm just saying to you. So again, this Shabbos, if I see any girl with a book, I will not say a word. I promise you, I'll be nice to everyone. You don't have to come and hear me. On Shabbos, I'm not going to say anything, you know, mussary. It's going to be just, you know, nice, inspirational, and stuff like that. But the point is that I'm asking you to, Adarabba, to take this as an advantage, to turn this whole thing around into an opportunity to rethink your values. And make it, you know, again, enjoy going over your notes. Enjoy learning Torah. Enjoy it for the right reason. And see how this brings you closer to Hashem. See how the material that you learn is affecting you as a person and building you. That's healthy. And then take the class. Why? Because that's what needs to be done. Just like you need to brush your teeth. And that's it. And then your mind is thinking about how you're going to daven and how you're going to do this and how you're going to do that and working on your friendships and working on the more important things in your lives. Okay, I did not mean to go crazy. I just want to say one more thing. Hello, one second. Adavar. I told you that there's three ways of serving Kodesh Baruch Hu. So I didn't get a chance. Today's class was supposed to be explaining step three and starting with Shemoneh Esrei. We're going to start with Shemoneh Esrei. The first class after thing we're going to do the first brach of Shemoneh Esrei. But I'm going to do it this way. What is this way? This is Rav Dessler and Rav Volba. Rav Dessler and Rav Volba said, the machlokus between Rav Yisrael Salanta on the one side and Rav Chaim Volozhin on the other side has lost its relevance in a generation where people no longer feel close to Hashem. This is what they write. They write, let me ask you, if I would take a look into your hearts and average you out, the average girl in this room has tremendous difficulty staying focused throughout the Shemoneh Esrei. Tremendous difficulty. And if you feel that way, no guilt, because so does the whole generation, and so do I, and so does everyone. It's very, very hard. It used to be for our grandmothers that they could daven a 20-minute Shemoneh Esrei crying from beginning to end, and every second was totally real. They were much more real than we were. And their grandmothers was like that. But now it's very, very hard. Our whole generation, low self-esteem, high ADD, we are pathetic as a generation. Enter Rav Dessler, enter Rav Volba, a new style of davening Shemoneh Esrei. It's called Musav HaYisairus. What is Musav HaYisairus? So this is Menachem Mislav's interpretation. It comes to solve the three big challenges that you and I have when we daven Shmonas, right? Number one, do we really believe that we're talking to someone? In other words, how can we constantly awaken ourselves to the fact that we're involved in conversation? That's numero uno. Number two, how do we make the words the Shmoneh Esrei talk to us? So this is something that's very, very difficult. You've got 19 brachas. A lot of the stuff in the Shmoneh Esrei, it's a lama deber alai. So I want to make it relevant and personalized. So that's a challenge. That's a challenge, especially during the boring parts of Shmoneh Esrei, when you're talking about things like judges and things about malshinim and all the other things that don't really interest you. So you have to make it interest you. You have to make it speak to you. It's got to be that the malshinim and the sheitim and all these different things have to be something that talks to you. And thirdly and finally is to recognize with total clarity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only address. Nothing else exists out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we talk about Rafa'enu and we talk about Parnasa, so you say, what do you guys do? We spoke about just now, Hishnaglis for your body. So what do? You do everything. Rafa'enu, by the way, means what's it called again? Taking care of yourselves, not just the sick people in your list. You ask Kish Baruch Hu, I want to stay healthy. So what do? You eat well, and you exercise, and you take vitamins, and if you get sick, you go to a doctor. So in Tefillah, we have to say, Kikel Melech Roi Finem V'Rachamon, Ata, it's actually you. And similarly with Parnasa. Parnasa, which is a very hard thing. We do all the things that we do to get our college degrees and to like that, to get ourselves respectable jobs and to go and be part of the workforce. But then in Tefillah we say it's all a dimyo of Hishtadlus. In reality, Rosh Hashanah has decided every single small thing that I'm going to have, it's all about you. You're the one that gives Parnasa to us. So these are challenges. Number one, I'm talking to someone. Number two, the issues in the Shmoneh Esrei are relevant. And number three, that Hashem is the only address. So we're going to be going through the Shmoneh Esrei, and you'll see what I mean by Musa v'Yisaris. Musa means remind myself. Yisaris means inspire myself. I'll give you one example. Rafa'enu. I just gave you two, right? Rafa'enu. Derech, the Tzerach Gavah means, did Hashem, heal me so I can serve you better. The Tzerach Guf means, heal me because I want to feel good. And Musav Yisaris means, do I really believe that health is from Hashem? That's the question you ask yourself before you go into Rafa'enu. Am I really holding that? And then you say, yeah, it's actually him. And now you say Rafa'enu, so it's a different bracha. We'll speak this out next week, actually in 2 weeks. 3 weeks? If I don't see you, Shabbos, have a